Now, you've seen a few of the opening productions. Mm-hmm. What stands out for you so far?
I found The Clockmaker by Stephen Massacott at Tarragon Theatre to be interesting in a Kafkaesque way. A timid clockmaker is asked to repair a clock for a frightened woman and enters into a world of violence, clairvoyance, and intrigue. It's a metaphoric play with a really strong cast, and I look forward to Billy Twinkle, Requiem for a Golden Boy, the new Ronnie Burkett show, which opens tomorrow night at Factory Theatre. Burkett is brilliant. He is a brilliant artist. People should go and see his show. I'm also looking forward to The List at Factory Theatre and the new Electric Ballroom at Tarragon Extra Space. But of course, the real news is the first season of Matthew Jocelyn, the new artistic and general director at Canadian Stage. Change surrounds the place right down to the name of the company.
Well, speaking of change, the name of that company.
The name of the company. So it's no more funky Cannes Stage or the Canadian Stage Company. It's now simply Canadian Stage, and it will focus on Canadian plays and international as well as transdisciplinary works. But to the first production, Fernando Crapp wrote me this letter, Attempts at the Truth. Crapp is spelled K-R-A-P-P.
It's
really important. It's written by German playwright Tancred Dorst. Jocelyn has translated it, and he directs it as well. It's a bold, brave choice, and Jocelyn has made his declaration of his intentions loud and clear. All along the windows of the theater are posters that say, "Theater is crap." K-R-A-P-P, okay?
I like that.
Okay. Oh, so do I. Before we go into the building, a woman gives out yellow buttons that say, "Theater is crap," okay? Jocelyn is I think he's beating some of those smarmy people in case they want to be clever at the play's expense with their pearly prose. He's beating them to that. Even the announcement to turn off cell phones is off the wall. First of all, we hear a loud buzzing like a saw, really angry, violent sound. The announcement says to turn off all chainsaws and cell phones, then the loud buzzing resumes. You know, all I could think of was that line from The Wizard of Oz, "I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, Toto."
It sounds wild.
Exactly.
Now, what's the play actually about?
Fernando Crapp is a rich man who buys things, including people. He sees a beautiful woman named Julia, and he sends her a letter saying he wants to marry her. He doesn't know her at all, right? Crapp has bribed Julia's father to get him on side, and eventually Crapp does marry her, and she does fall in love with him. What she needs from him is his declaration of love, and he says he can't do it, that she should know his feelings without him saying it. Fernando is cold, confident, and distant. He says he will never be jealous of her. That's always nice to hear. Yeah, thank you so much. You know, so Julia takes a lover because she, you know, she needs some affection. Then that ends badly, which makes her mentally fragile. There is a startling ending, but it's not sentimental. I find the play typical of many German plays. It's alienating, it's metaphysical, sometimes it's absurdist, and Jocelyn directs it that way as well.
Directs it that way in how so?
It's very theatrical. Astrid Janssen's set is composed of panels that slide and reshape across the stage. There's lots of dazzling images. For example, a rifle is fired in the air and a bearskin rug falls to the ground, just laying there. It's a fantastic image. In another scene, roses fall from the air and land on a grassy wall. Some images are puzzling. For instance, Julia's father appears in a doorway flipping a yo-yo up and down. I have no idea what that means. It's interesting to see. No attempt is made to suggest intimacy. Characters are staged at great distances. You know, I think of grand opera, and that's how Jocelyn has mainly staged it. Actors declare rather than emote. So you're not going to get any Hamlet advice here to fit the action to the word and the word to the action. It's a deliberate decision. So faulting actors for seeming stilted doesn't even come into it.
But does it work?
Well, it's certainly a challenging production. It's the kind of work we usually see from international theater festivals. The play is not conventional, and I think the unconventional theatrical production serves that idea. It's for audiences who do like to be challenged, who are open to having their preconceptions of theater turned on their ear. Toronto sees a lot of theater festivals that do that as a matter of course. Now we have a resident company that does that too. You know, I'm certainly intrigued by what else Matthew Jocelyn has in store for us, but I have to tell you, we're not in Kansas anymore, Dodo. I think I'm glad about that.
And we're not at Can Stage.
We're not at Can Stage or anything funky or, you know, straightforward Canadian Stage. We do strange, interesting work here. I look forward to it.
Yeah, we see how this develops. Thanks a lot, Lynn.
Pleasure.